Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
ABC's Mental As. Go to abc.net.au/mental as. Open your eyes to mental illness with ABC's Mental As.
I'm John Maloof. I'm an associate professor of psychology at the University of New England. This week we're looking at creating a space for your mental health. It is good to have a sanctuary somewhere, and home is a good place for it. One important element is to be able to control it, to set up the home the way you want it. So what you see, what you hear, what you smell, all that suits you, and it's good if it pleases you or does whatever you want. Sometimes we want to be soothed and calmed by our environment. Sometimes we want to be stimulated by it and lifted up to feel better. And that may also occur if we've set up the environment just the way we want.
What makes our home a special place to be?
Well, there are many. We want to feel safe there, safe from people in there, people who might come by. And we also want to feel protected and have a sense of control. And we want to have the environment around us suit us in the sense that we like it, that we feel comfortable there, we understand it, it's predictable. And so when I, for instance, looking out from my home, I see blue sky, I see beautiful old trees, or I see red bushes, or I see flowers, all that sort of nature that's appealing, that's probably good for my mental health. And then the quiet of the neighborhood, other than birds chirping, that's also good for me because there's life going on. I can look at those trees and marvel at how life developed and how it persists and all that that leads to good thoughts and good feelings.
If we are battling a mental illness and there could be some aspects in our home environment that might be affecting us getting well again, how important is it to have a space within our home if we can't have the whole home sort of as our sanctuary? How important is it to have at least some part of it for you?
Yeah, it is very important. If you have stressors at home, which is your refuge, it's going to take a toll on you, particularly if you already have mental health problems. That sort of interpersonal conflict, that's associated with very much deteriorating mental health with people who already have mental health problems. So you want to have perhaps a refuge within your refuge, your own room or your own space where you can go and do what you want, control the environment, and again, you can be stimulated if you want that, or you can be soothed by what's around you.
How should our home reflect our values?
Well, it's good if the environment reflects our values. For instance, I value beauty, and so I'm happy to have beautiful elements around our beautiful sights. Now that could be out the windows, it could be inside, could be what I'm reading, actually. That's part of my psychological environment because I go into the book, into this person's life, whether the person's fictional or real. So we go into an environment psychologically when we read or even when we watch TV or look at photos of something like the moon online. So we want the home to suit us. And some people would really go for memories of the past, that there are things that have been very important to them, still important to them. And so they may have photographs of family members, the ones who they've lost, also of their children growing up. There may be all sorts of elements that suit a particular person, and it varies from one person to another.
As we make a space or create a refuge in our home for ourselves, what should we avoid?
Well, the worst thing in your home is to have a whole bunch of stressors. Some stress is unavoidable. I mean, there will be disagreements at home and there will be struggles, and the neighbors play into that as well as the other family members. So some of that is going to happen, and it's probably actually good for us to have some stressors. That toughens us up, keeps us alert, and makes us more ready for the future, which may have more difficult challenges. But if you have a high level of stressors, like they're frequent, or if they're very strong stressors of people yelling, or if you can't sleep at night because there are dogs barking or gunshots or ambulance sounds, if you have that sort of high stressor level, then your home is not a refuge. It's just another piece of the stressor puzzle for you, and it would be good to try to change that if possible.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
ABC's Mental As. For more information about Mental As, head to abc.net.au/mentalas. And if this story has raised any issues for you, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.